Hey everybody, this is Rad Dad Secrets, episode 12, Be Prepared.
So the big question is this, how do regular dads like us who weren't given a playbook on parenting, who only have 24 hours in a day to make it all happen, how do we provide for our families in a way that will allow us to raise happy, successful children and have a thriving marriage while still being a man and doing the things we love? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. This is Rad Dad Secrets.
All right, everybody. This is Eric and Jefferson, and we want to talk to you guys today about being prepared. So my son was asked to give a lesson for a youth group, and he had never taught. He's 14, never taught a lesson before, so I was pretty proud of him. He sat down on his own and started putting together this lesson, and he put together a pretty good lesson. Found some stuff on the internet, and I sat down and refined a few things with him, and we went over it. He was doing good, and I really emphasized, you really need to go over this multiple times. And then I kind of left it in his court. We went, the next day he taught his lesson, and all in all, it went really good. But there were a few moments where I could tell he was kind of at a loss and wasn't sure where to go. And to his defense, it's the first time he's ever taught a lesson like this before. We got through the lesson and it was really good. And afterwards I was like, how do you think it went? And he was like, well, it went pretty good. I was like, yeah, I agree. And he was like, it went really good when the adults would talk though. And I was like, yeah. I mean, why do you think that is? He's like, well, I don't know. Cause you guys are grownups. It's like, well, yeah, kind of. I was like, honestly, it's because we've prepared. We've taught hundreds, if not thousands of lessons, right? We've talked about these subjects so many different times that our confidence levels are so, so high. And he's like, oh, okay. And I gave him the example. And I just said, when I teach a lesson or, in my office, I give health presentations. And when I go to give a health presentation, I deliver that talk on that night and people watch it and it's 30 to 45 minutes long and it's pretty flawless. And everybody is like, oh, wow, that was really great. And it looked really easy for you. Really, it was pretty easy for me. And the thing was, though, what they don't see or didn't know is that that 30 to 45 minute talk, I had practiced that literally the night before for hours, went through it 10 to 15 times, start to finish, and just really, really became a master of that talk. What that does for you when you get that prepared is it allows you to go off the cuff, right? It allows you that if somebody derails you a little bit, you know exactly where you are. You don't have to use your brain anymore to actually think about things. You're just on autopilot and you can bring it right back in. And he was like, okay, yeah, I get that. So, I'm hoping next time that he teaches, he'll, go through and practice that a little bit more. And how does that relate back to being a dad? Well, let's be honest, as a dad, if we're not cognizant, if we're not preparing ourselves to be the best dad possible, man, I get curveballs every single day from my kids. And when I'm not on my game, I trip up and I fall hard. And whether that's falling into old habits, whether that's losing my temper, whether that's not responding properly, if I'm not in tune with what needs to be done, it falls apart fairly quick.
Yeah, and I think what we've talked about on previous podcasts too really helps with this being prepared. Now, we're not going to be giving presentations to our kids and stuff like that, but mental preparedness, when you do have those situations where a kid comes at you with, something out of left field, we're not sitting there like a deer in the headlights like, how do I approach this? Now, there might be times where sometimes you might have to say, I might have to get back with you on this. I might have to sleep on this. I might have to do some research if they have a tough question that you're really not prepared to answer. Number one, I mean, same thing with my business. If somebody comes into me and says, has a health problem that I'm really not sure of, I'm not going to sit there and make it up on the fly. Like, sure, this is what's going on. And then, it's really, if you're making it up, number one, they're probably going to see through that and be like, you're an idiot. And number two, that trust is not going to be there, between patient and doctor, that trust is not going to be there. Same thing with your kids. You can't just make stuff up and kind of just to appease them, get them out of your face. You really have to know this stuff. And it just all kind of goes back to that mental preparedness. you know, knowing your why, your vision, your goals in life, and then just kind of going from there.
There's an author on Medium named Ben Hardy, and I just wanted to read really quick a couple of sentences that he has, because I think it's powerful. And to use this, he's talking about your craft, and I think you can think of your craft, one, as your career, but also your craft at being a totally rad dad, right? And totally owning that for your kids, for your wife. And he says this: become a master of your craft. While everyone else is relaxing, you're practicing and perfecting. Learn the left-brained rules in and out so your right brain can have limitless freedom to break the rules and create. And that's going back to where I was saying, you know, you learn it so crystal clear that you're on autopilot. You don't have to think about it anymore. And you can use your brain now, while that's on autopilot, use your brain to come up with creative solutions to other things. And then he goes on, with enhanced consciousness, time will slow down for you. You'll see things in several more frames than others. While they're trying to react to the situation, you'll be able to manipulate and tweak the situation to your liking. And I think the place where you can see this the best is where you look at professional athletes. They've trained so hard and they've spent time perfecting their craft so much, you know, and you're batting against, I mean, let's throw it way back, since we're from the 90s, raised in the 90s, Nolan Ryan, right? He's chucking 104 mile an hour fastball at you, and you've worked on your swing and you've seen so many pitches that when it's coming at you, even at 104 miles an hour, there's a moment where it's actually a little bit slow motion and you know how to react. You know how to hit that. And it really, it ties into being the totally rad dad, being the best dad that you can be for your kids. It doesn't just happen. You know, when I was a kid, things just happened for me. I was naturally athletic. It just happened, right? I got good grades in school. I didn't try really hard. It just happened. And I know it's different for everybody, but there's certain things that just happen. But I'm telling you, excelling in your career and becoming a master of your craft, being a totally rad dad, being a great husband, all of these things, they take conscientious work. You really do need to work at it. You need to study at it and be aware of it, right? He talks about, you know, while everyone else is relaxing, you're practicing and perfecting. And I think that's with how much media is out there right now, that can be difficult. But I'm telling you, if you shut off that media and you study just a little bit more each day, you can get leaps and bounds ahead of where you are and set your life on a different trajectory, on a different course.
I think one of the best ways to be prepared for all of this is being on the same page as your spouse. When things come up, we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but I think it needs to be brought up again. Being on the same page as far as, you know, the rules of the house, as far as disciplining, as far as everything that goes on inside of your house, being on the same page, because when something happens, kids automatically know that mom and dad are going to say the same thing, right? You go up to mom, and most of the time they'll come to me, and I'll send them to my wife. My wife's going to laugh about this little section right here, but they'll come to me and like, oh, what does your mom say? And then they'll go to her and it's like, well, did you talk to dad about it? Yes, but he said, what did you say? But when it comes to disciplining, kind of the same thing, and making decisions and all that, being on the same page, knowing exactly what mom and dad are both going to say, I think that really helps when it comes to being prepared.
I think all of us dads out here can relate to that one. I use that one all the time. What did mom say? And sometimes she had an answer already, and sometimes the kids are just trying to test you, right? And they're like, well, mom said no, but I'm going to go see what dad has to say, right? And right. I ask, what did mom say? Well, she said no. And it's like, well, okay then.
There you go.
Problem solved. There you go. But if you're not on the same page, then that can cause some issues. So the moral of this podcast, and what we really want you guys to take away, is that you've got to always be prepared so you have the freedom to act on your instinct. Be prepared as a dad, right? If you need to study up on it, get a parenting book. If you need to connect with your wife, do that. Talk to your wife. Don't procrastinate that, right? Procrastination is the thief of happiness. It's the thief of productivity. It's the thief of success. Anything you can put on after that, and it works. Don't procrastinate. Take action now. Communicate. Communicate with your wife. Communicate with your children. And be prepared, because with kids and with a family, with a wife, with a career, stuff is going to hit the fan. And if you're not prepared, if you're not in a good place, it's really tough to deal with that. And you don't hear the whisperings, right? Your instinct, it gets pushed way down there, and your instinct is what should be guiding you. That's what's going to get you to the place you really want to be. And we wanted to end by saying we are at 3,500 likes on our Facebook page. So we really want to thank everybody out there who's gone to Facebook, liked us there. And we're also, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. We're doing a $100 giveaway for
easiest
everybody.
$100 you'll ever make.
Bada bing, bada boom. Right? Ching, bada bada bing.
It'll take you two minutes tops.
If that. So it helps us out immensely. And we would love to get that from you. And we read every single review that goes on there. And we absolutely love and appreciate that. So until next time, you guys, remember, we are rad by choice,
not by chance.
Thank you for listening to the Rad Dad Secrets Podcast. Subscribe now to never miss another episode or opportunity to become a better father, husband, and man. Also, be sure to join our Totally Rad Dads private Facebook group for constant support and tips on being the best dad possible. If you haven't yet, please leave us a review. It helps us immensely on iTunes. And remember, we are Rad Dads by choice, not by chance.